The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, you might hear things like terms and conditions apply, but what exactly does that mean? And when you don't hear that, say in a competition or a special offer, should that be a red flag? The Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland have just released their latest list of adjudications on complaints, and they've found a number of ads across online, social media and email that were in breach of the Advertising Standards Authority Code. Joining me in studio to talk about all of this is Orla Toomey, Chief Executive of the aforementioned authority. Orla, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, thank you.
You might explain to us how the whole process works. If you feel you're being bombarded by something that doesn't seem real or there's something fishy about it, what do you do?
So you can make a complaint to us through our web form. It's very straightforward. We will then assess, we will get a copy of the ad, the advertising material. We'll assess it against our code to see whether or not it's something that we should investigate. And if we feel that there is a potential breach, we will invite the advertiser to comment on the complaint. Now, we don't identify consumer complainants. Once we take the complaint, it's coming from us, but it's the consumer's words.
But you'll have a look at it before you go.
If
it's completely frivolous, you reject it out of hand.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there is a threshold that has to be reached for us to investigate. But once that threshold is reached, we ask the advertiser for comments. And then when we get their comments, we assess the case again to see whether or not, in light of what they've said, there's no basis for further investigation, or we feel that there is a breach and we need to bring it to our complaints committee. So our complaints committee are made up of advertising experts, but also non-advertising people who are not in the advertising industry. And they look at the case. We submit a case report to them and they look at that and they decide whether or not there's a breach.
Now, your code of practice, can you summarize it in, you know, a few words as to what we should expect from advertisers?
You should expect that advertising is decent, honest and truthful.
Decent, honest and truthful. That seems a very commendable kind of code. Okay, but decency, does that vary from generation to generation?
Oh, it does, of course. I mean, obviously, what might have been offensive or considered to be offensive 50 years ago might not be now. Yeah. And what wasn't offensive 50 years ago could be offensive now. So you have to look at it in what is society now and what is society.
But the other aspects are immutable and change.
Yes, misleading is misleading.
Misleading is misleading. Now, let's talk about some of the cases that came before your adjudicating committee. And they're divided into, I suppose, different categories. People misleading about price, for example.
Yes, certainly. So, I mean, obviously, if there's price quoted in an advertisement, that price has to be available to consumers. If you're talking about that it's a from price, you can have tiered pricing, but you can't exaggerate the level to which. So, I mean, if I see something and it's offered at, as in one case for a locksmith, there was offer, I think it was €40 for a call out, and it was many multiples that the consumer paid.
It was almost €300.
Yeah, and there was no explanation as to why there was that change, and there was no explanation for the consumer as to why they were being charged so much.
So what's the sanction in that case?
So our sanction is the name and shame sanction. So it's basically, it's releasing the adjudications, it's publishing them on our websites, and it is releasing them to media so that there's coverage. Essentially, most advertisers want to act in a responsible way, and they don't like being associated with misleading their customers. It's a brand reputation piece as well as a trust piece for them.
Okay, but there's no monetary fine or...
No, we don't apply monetary fines. Of course, there is the Consumer Protection Act that the CCPC oversees.
If someone has been gypped, they feel, in financial terms,
they can actually
take that route.
They can take that route, yeah.
But if it's on foot of an ad that they saw and they complain about that, all you can do is get the ad withdrawn and name and shame the perpetrator.
Yeah, have the ad withdrawn and name and shame.
Now, Motor Distributors Limited, who import and distribute Mercedes as well as everything else, but this was an ad for their latest brand, which is BYD, or Build Your Dreams. How do they offend?
They had an ambitious statement in advertising and on their website, which was to cool the earth by 1 degree. And it's all very laudable to have an ambitious statement, but there was no evidence, no explanation as to how they were going to achieve this.
Buy a BYD EV and the temperature drops by a degree. That was the implication.
The implication was that they had a mission to actually, through their product and through changes they were making, to actually cool the earth. But there was no evidence as to how they were going to do that. Mm. And you have to be very careful when making green claims. Like, it's very important that if advertisers have an ambition, that they find a way to articulate that. But, you know, it is so complicated, so many nuances. You have to be really careful.
Now, any one of us who've hired a car on holiday or whatever will be familiar with the idea that you want a particular car, but then they'll say you can order this one and you'll get that or similar. Now, someone fell foul of that one?
The challenge there was that there was a statement that the car was guaranteed. So, I mean, mostly when you're hiring a car, as you say, it's this model or similar, and you know you're not going to know what you're going to get until you arrive at the desk.
Yeah.
But the implication in the ad was that
you can't end up with a Fiat 500 when you've ordered a Mondeo or whatever.
No, it has to be a similar type car. But in this particular case, the word guaranteed was used. It was a guarantee that you were going to get the actual model that you wanted, not or similar. But it turned out that the guarantee was only that you could request it, and it would then depend what was available on the day. So you can't say something is guaranteed
when it's not. Okay.
Language matters.
Then there was an ad posted on Instagram with the caption, "Give the gift of adventure with an annual pass," and included a special offer of a complimentary night stay in any one of our luxurious Flynn hotels. What did they do wrong?
They didn't include the fact that there was a major condition that the free night stay was only available from Sunday to Thursday. So obviously the consumer thought that they could have a weekend night. Yeah, which a lot of people would want because they would be working during the week. So that wasn't clear to the consumer.
And also in the middle of winter.
Yes. Yeah, well, you mightn't necessarily want to go. Well, you might.
Still, it was a limiting factor.
It was a significantly limiting factor that should have been declared up front.
Now, Munster Joinery also fell foul of you. What did they do wrong?
This was in relation to the description of ironmongery to window handles as brass and chrome, when in fact it was the colours that were being offered, not the actual material.
Okay.
And the consumer whose parents had bought them and they hadn't stood the test of time felt that it was misleading to call them brass or chrome when they actually weren't metal. They weren't that metal. They were just, it was a paint colour. So they should have said that it was colour rather than the actual
metal.
Because you can actually mislead by omission.
In terms of health and beauty, you've had a couple of
offences. These ones are very serious, really, when it comes to health. So, for example, there was one case which related to an oxygen therapy, and it was an influencer posting a reply to one of their followers about the benefits of oxygen therapy prior to surgery. Now, obviously, neither the influencer nor the advertiser knew who this person was. They didn't know their medical history. There was no suggestion that they should go and talk to their own medical advisor about the potential of undertaking something like oxygen therapy. So for us, that was a real red flag, because our health is so important. Yeah. You can't have non-medical people giving advice, and particularly not suggesting they go and see their own doctor.
And that was Amber Surgery. Mm-hmm. Another one, Anume Medical, A-N-U-M-E Medical. And this was about a free consultation and Botox treatment.
Yeah, it is actually, it's a provision in our code that you cannot advertise prescription-only medicines to the public. And it is also a legal requirement that you cannot advertise prescription-only medicine. And Botox is a prescription-only medicine. So you cannot refer to it in advertising to consumers.
Even if you're offering it free.
Even if you're offering it free, you just cannot refer to it.
Yeah. Phone Watch fell foul of you as well.
They did. They had a poster advertisement which referred to the number of burglaries in Carlow, when in fact the statistic was the number of burglaries in Carlow and Kilkenny. And Carlow County Council complained to us about that. PhoneWatch did withdraw the ad, but they had used the statistics in a misleading way and the potential to create fear and distress.
Now, if they had actually used the accurate statistics in their advertising, would they have fallen foul of you? Even though such accuracy might still be causing fear and distress.
We would have had to look at it on that basis. Yeah. Is it still causing fear and distress? And we did find that it was, but also that it was misleading.
Now, an ad promising 20% off everything.
Well, as I said, language matters. You can't say something is everything and then say, but there are exclusions. And that's what happened in this case. It was Carrigdon. They had a 20% off everything sale, and but exclusions applied. And that's not acceptable under the code.
OK, if it's everything, it means everything. Absolutely.
Yes.
No, even if they say T's and C's apply.
Even if they say T's and C's apply. If it's not, if there are exclusions, you can't say off everything. You can say off almost everything, if that's accurate, but not everything if there are exclusions.
And then nomadic foods, promising real ingredients.
Yeah, and this one, in this case, we issued a statement. There's no absolute definition of what real ingredients mean, but the committee felt that consumer understanding.
I'm struggling with even that phrase, real ingredients. I mean, an ingredient is an ingredient. It's not an imaginary ingredient.
No, it's not. But in the context of the ad as a whole, the implication the committee felt was that they were minimally processed ingredients, that they were, you know, didn't have an awful lot of, you know, I suppose what people would consider to be chemicals and other additives. So in the context of the ad as a whole, it was felt that it could cause confusion, particularly as in some of their products were less minimally processed than others.
Okay.
So
but
that's,
it's, as you say, it's a meaningless phrase anyway, real ingredients. And there was another one for Home Care Foods Limited, and based in Dublin was the claim they made using an Irish voiceover on a radio ad.
Mm-hmm.
Not based in Dublin.
The company is actually, it's a franchise, and it was based, the franchisee was based in Dublin. We confirmed that on the CRO website. So it was accurate to say that they were based in Dublin, but we did consider, so we didn't uphold the complaint, but we suggested that the advertisers be careful in using
I mean, the implication
voiceovers.
Is that the produce comes from Dublin. If you are selling food, for example,
and
we are based in Dublin, you presume everything is locally sourced.
You could presume that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
and that's why we did say that they needed to be careful with the voiceover. But factually speaking, the company as a franchisee was actually based in Dublin.
Well, Orla, it's a fascinating job you have to do, I must say. And people have to be on their mettle to avoid falling foul of you. But at the end of the day, not too many people offending against you.
No, I think, I mean, generally, as I said, most advertisers want to be responsible in their advertising. They take care in it. And sometimes what happens is they're a bit over enthusiastic about their own product and the claims they can make. And they're a bit careless in what they do. And that's when we get complaints about it. But generally speaking, I think the standards are, they're good. Most people want to be responsible.
And one of the things that is of interest to us, I mean, when we're doing the cash machine, we always say terms and conditions apply. You can find them on the News Talk website. That's an important caveat, isn't it, to put in where there are limitations to whatever you're selling or offering, whether it's a hotel room or a hire car, T's and C's apply.
Absolutely.
And does that cover you against all?
Well, it depends on what the T's and C's are. If they're really significant, they have to be in the ad, not just as a, you know, go and look on the website. So you have to look at, is this...
You can't say you have to be 72 next Thursday. Sorry.
Exactly.
All right, Orla, thank you very much for joining us. Orla Toomey, Chief Executive of the Advertising Standards Authority. Misleading is the key. Beauty and body care products are big culprits, always quoting numbers like 80% of 130 people agree. You come across that, Orla, I'm sure, from time to time. Masquerading as a genuine statistical survey, and it's only 130 random people they may have offered. Totally misleading and, at very best, incomplete. Who conducted and structured the survey? Can you ask that lady, and that's Orla, about unlimited broadband and fair use policies? Unlimited. When is unlimited actually limited?
We actually introduced new guidance on this earlier this year. So you can no longer say something is unlimited if there is a fair use policy in place. It has to be genuinely unlimited. So that policy...
that's gone. They can no longer say that. Fair use applies.
The guidance came in I think it's March, and they have 6 months to change all their advertising to bring it in line with this new guidance.
Okay, so if you see unlimited, it truly will mean unlimited.
It will mean unlimited, yes.
Once the 6 months have elapsed. Mm-hmm. Orla, once again, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.